the problems.
Hey, have you surrounded? Come on, put your hands up.
All right, it's that time again, just after 12 noon here. The name of the station is CITR 101.9 FM, and the name of the show is Generation Annihilation. And yes, we can be tuned in 101.9 FM and cable, www.citr.ca online. My name is Aaron, and I'm here to bring you the first edition of Generation Annihilation for the year 2009, which we're 3 days into. I'm still feeling New Year's Eve, and yeah, maybe you are too. I don't know. Ate a lot over the Christmas season too. I'm kind of, noticing my belt doesn't fit quite as well. But we can always change that, can't we? Yes. So anyhow, this is part two of our 2008 releases wind up, and we're keeping with the tradition. I guess the holiday tradition. We won't say holiday tradition. We'll say the regular Generation Annihilation tradition of bringing you the second part of being reissues and stuff like that. But yeah, this show we're including reissues and got a few live recordings, a few discographies, and some best ofs as well. So there you go. And we start things off with Eater, very old English act there. They're around from like 1976 to 1979, and they were in their early teens at the time, school kids. They were, and Outside View was the name of the track. And if you take a look outside, the outside view, it's very white out there. Indeed. So yeah, stay home. It's safe there, and you'll have a whole great hour of punk and hardcore on this edition of Generation Annihilation. So let's keep going, shall we? This is a discography of a local act, Alternate Action. Got this one at the end of 2008, and I'd been waiting for it for a while, and it's a good one. Band is Alternate Action, as I said, and this is from the We're Not Like You 7-inch, part of this discography of three 7-inches and some unreleased tracks. Here we go. Not sure if the phones are working, but if you want to give it a go, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Enjoy the show.
This is Graham from the Wednesday Night Heroes. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
Everybody's love, 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 everybody's love do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out Biltmore.
care for the restarts. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll see you in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
From Christ on Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
That's right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
All right, you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, round two in our 2008 releases roundup, and the first show in 2009, and we heard a set of material, I would say, kind of in the anarcho-punk type vein, and at the start of the set, we heard from a comeback album from an old anarcho-punk act called Virus, and release was called Unacceptable Noise Levels. And we heard a track called Chainstorm Massacre, following with a very old anarcho-punk act, Rudimentary Peni, from the No More Pain release. Eyes of the Dead was the name of the track. Followed with the Alternative Tentacles release, vinyl release of No Sanctuary. Came out on Alternative Tentacles Records, No Sanctuary. Name of the release was called Control, and this one comes with a bonus 7-inch release of the Winter 7-inch. And yes, I'm looking forward to seeing Amoebix this month, the 27th of January in Seattle. Followed with the Restarts, Actively Seeking Work CD, 1996 to 1998. The Restarts still going strong. They never broke up. Got a bit of a different lineup than they first did. And yeah, it was a pleasure to see the Restarts in Vancouver in 2008 and have their singer and bass player Kieran up on the show. And we heard a track from the Frustration EP, originally came out in 1996. Actually, yeah, it was from the Frustration EP, and it was a track called New Way. And we followed with Christ on Parade from the Live and Loud release on Prank Records. It was recorded live on KFJC. On, when was this? July 15th of 2007. And yeah, Christ on Parade, that was during their reunion tour of that year. So yeah, let's keep going here, shall we? This is a vinyl reissue of the first ever hardcore 7-inch, or at least it was coined as, and I wouldn't argue with the statement. It's originally going back to 1978 from the Out of Vogue 7-inch. This is Middle Class.
Yeah.
Inside. You're listening to CITR Vancouver 101.9.
Yes, indeed, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM, Part 2, and our reissues in our releases of 2008 Spotlight. It's mostly reissues this time around, and we start things off with The Middle Class from the Out of Vogue vinyl reissue. I told you that that was the first hardcore 7-inch ever, and you probably heard that and thought, man, that doesn't sound very hardcore. It's because I played the wrong side. The side I played was from the Savage Luxury EP, and we heard a track called Introductory Rites, and I guess a more kind of experimental sound there. But yes, play side one and tell me if it isn't hardcore. Followed with Bumcon, very hyped up release for this year, probably because it came out of Maximum Rock and Roll Records by an old axe, long time gone. And we heard two tracks by them, Locked Away and Go Die. Followed with some SNFU from a live bootleg 7-inch from theirs. One side was live, the other side was studio, and the studio side is what we heard. And we heard the song called Real Men Don't Watch Quincy, all about that punk episode of Quincy. And we followed with some Scream from the Still Screaming reissue. Came out in the very early 80s on Discord Records and got reissued last year on Discord Records. Solidarity was the name of the track. And we followed with Personality Crisis from the Creatures for a While reissue. Vampire's Dream was the name of that. And yes, this one you can find around town. It's a really good deal. I mean, I heard people griping, even myself, that, yeah, maybe there should have been some lyrics and stuff included, but for the $10 price tag, you can't go wrong. It's on Workers' Cooperative Records. Came out originally in 1983 and was reissued in 2008, so check it out. And we're going to get to some more reissues with the Pink Lincolns.
Annihilation.
it's winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, winding up the first edition of 2009 for Generation Annihilation. And yes, hope you've enjoyed all these reissues of vinyl and CD discographies and live releases and comeback albums and all that kind of stuff on this show today. And yes, still enjoying the vinyl, even though the digital age is here and a lot of people use computers to get their releases now and stuff. You know, vinyl's still a big force to be reckoned with. I mean, when CDs came in the late 80s, it was kind of like, well, vinyl won't be here for much longer. But yes, full-length LPs and 7-inches are still in abundance. And yes, some of these new reissues and new releases come with free MP3 download coupons and stuff, which is kind of cool. And we started this set off with the Pink Lincolns, Back from the Pink Room. I'm So Polite was the name of the track, followed with a double CD reissue of a Swedish act called The Bristles. And we heard a track called Last Survivors. And we ended that set off with a live recording from Cleveland, Ohio's The Pagans. And this originally was recorded 1988 in Madison, Wisconsin. And here it is, released in 2008 on Smogveal Records. And Mike Hudson from The Pagans released a book this year entitled Diary of a Punk. So yes, if you enjoyed this show and you'd like to download the podcast of it, www.citr.ca online. View our playlists online, www.streetpunkradio.com. We're leaving you with one vinyl reissue here from the legendary Vancouver Subhumans, who are back together. They've been back for a couple of years. This track, a lot of people probably don't know, was originally done by a band called The Stiffs, featuring Mike Graham from The Subhumans, and then it was popularized by The Subhumans, it was covered by DOA, and it was ripped off by a heavy metal band called Overkill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think later on they finally owed up to it. They gave credit to them later on where credit was due. I guess they figured The Subhumans were broken up at the time, so they thought, whatever. But yes, it became a DOA song later as well, too. Yes, classic song. It's called Fuck You. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
Hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron.
And the Metal Pimp is back again for another edition, another
and
new
happy,
year.
And happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to all. 2009, looking forward to seeing what this year brings us.
Well, let's hope. I know musically it's going to be
lots
great.
Of snow,
let's
that's
just
true.
Hope everything else.
I'm sick of that snow, seriously.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are sick of the snow.
It's nice and all, but man, having to shovel it is a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
I was born in Manitoba, so even though it was a long, long time ago, I guess I've become a weather wimp now here, but I
we
still
all
remember
have,
those
in
old. I remember those old days wearing the balaclava that crooks wear, you know, just because it's so bloody cold, your nose practically freezes. So it really is nothing here. But like I say, I've become a weather wimp because I've lived in BC for so long now. Just sort of forget the old Winnipeg. Anyway, today is going to be our top 10. Show, and unlike previous years when I used to do the show with Gerald and that.